The group gathered for a tour Saturday evening. Everyone hopped on a bus and headed out on Zemovia Highway to check out what Wrangell has to offer. The first stop was at Mike Allen Enterprises Sawmill, where owner Mike Allen Jr. talked with the group about current projects he's working on and how his mill operates.
I just did a trail project for Metcalf for 9,000 feet of 2x12 last week. I cut 20,000 for the Metcalf district last year, and I did about 30,000 feet of lumber and 15,000 feet of logs for that Iditarod Trail last year.
Next, the group went to Jim Collier's mill.
I try to cut whatever my customers like to have, but the only thing I can't do for them right now is give them the value added.
That's Jim Collier explaining what he currently is able to produce. Collier is the owner of DJ Enterprises, a small mill in Wrangell. Unlike Mike Allen, who produces larger rough-cut sawing, Collier does more value-added processing, like siding for homes. He says he came to this summit to find out how he can start applying for grants. He says currently, without necessary equipment, it's hard for him to create the value-added products.
Air drying, you figure 1 inch a year, and my 4x4 posts were 4 inches thick. So I had 4 years of air drying there, compared to maybe 10 days in a kiln. So it took that 10-day project took me 4 years to do, because the difference of being air drying and a kiln. There's only two ways you can do it. You can either get a grant or you pay out of your own pocket. And Mike and I both have built ourselves from scratch from the beginning out of our pockets, and it's a tough road to do.
Collier says the summit was a way for him to meet others who are interested in timber and brainstorm ways to improve his current small-scale operations. Organizers of the summit included the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, the City and Borough Economic Development Committee, the U.S. Forest Service, Southeast Alaska's Conservation Council, and the Wrangell Resource Council. Over the two-day summit, the group discussed advertisement, grants, equipment and storage, and the kinds of community and technical support it would take to expand forest-related jobs. Karen Peterson came from Prince of Wales to talk about their timber industry and share ideas of what might work for Wrangell. Peterson works for the University of Alaska's Cooperative Extension Service, which focuses on the small mill industry and biomass. She says Wrangell's biggest challenge is that it's down to two small mill operators, and says more collaborative work needs to be done.
The hardest thing in the world is to get mill operators to work together. And yeah, you can definitely adapt and get ideas from one another. The challenge is, and we've talked a little bit about it here, is can we get some benefit from, say, joint marketing ventures? It's really hard to get people to come together, but I think that that's what's got to happen.
Peterson says she's glad that Wrangell's taking a look at its small mill industry and says there's potential for the two mills to work together on future projects.
There's always opportunity, you know, even if it's just, you know, one person buying wood from the other to reprocess.
Another speaker was Alan Brackley, a research forester stationed at Sitka's Wood Utilization Center. He came to the summit to explain some of the challenges mill operators face in small communities like Wrangell.
The bottom line is, a lot of these small communities could meet their needs, but after those are met, the bulk of their product has to be sold on world markets. And one of the big challenges is figuring out a way that a small combination of producers can do that.
SEAC organizer Jeremy Maxand says it's an important time for forest-related jobs.
You know, if we don't start to really think hard about how we want forest-based jobs to look in our town, you know, we may end up with something that does not directly benefit the local community, and we may end up with something that takes away that resource a lot more quickly than we would like.
He says the summit was just the beginning of a conversation between the community and the timber operators. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.